Hello, this is Stephen. Now we'll get on with some news items. The first item reads, a decades-long wait for a bypass which will improve journeys on a key route to and from Norwich is finally nearing its end. The government has committed to more than £26 million of funding towards the building of new bypass for the A140, meaning it will no longer pass through the centre of Long Stratton. The announcement has been hailed as a great day for the town, which has long since campaigned for this project to come to fruition. Alison Thomas, South Norfolk District Councillor for the town, said, having campaigned for a bypass for Long Stratton since 1997, I am delighted funding has been agreed. This is a great day for Long Stratton residents, and one many feared would never come. Transport bosses at County Hall say the new road will cut congestion and support the local economy, with the Department of Transport's funding making up more than half of the road's overall £37.44 million cost. The bypass will be a single carriageway of just under 4 kilometres, leaving the existing A140 at Church Lane before rejoining just south of Oakside Farm.
The stage is set for a century-old Norwich Lanes Theatre to reopen after months of closure due to the COVID pandemic. The Madam Market Theatre on St John's Alley, born out of a derelict Roman Catholic chapel, is relaunching this summer with an adapted version of Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor. From August 27th to the 30th, The Merry Wives of Windsor, The Merry Wives of Norwich, will be performed by the theatre's in-house amateur group, the Norwich Players, in the venue's outdoor courtyard in front of 50 people. The first indoor performance will be One Man, Two Governors by Sound Ideas Theatre Company, a professional group which runs from September the 7th until September the 11th. And future performances include a comedy performance by I'm a Celebrity Star and the in-betweeners actor Emily Katak on October the 2nd. All shows inside will be shown to a full capacity audience of 300 people. But Trustee Laura Landmore said the theatre would work with government guidelines if needed and said it would be appreciated, but not mandatory, for theatre goers to wear masks when walking around.
Well-rehearsed and tested plans are in place to cope with a rise in COVID admissions in Norfolk hospitals as numbers slowly creep up. The county has been around 2 weeks behind the national curve of growing infection rates, with hospitalisations remaining stable in comparison to previous waves, which saw hundreds of patients receive treatment. There were 24 people being treated for COVID across all three hospitals and 3 patients in critical care as of July 20th. Patients requiring a ventilator remain below 5, according to the latest NHS figures, with 2 patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and 1 at the James Paget University Hospital in Galston as of July 20th, the latest reporting period. A spokesman for the NHS in Norfolk and Waveney said, hospital teams across Norfolk are working hard to catch up on patients who had procedures and treatments paused during the pandemic and are seeing high numbers of emergency attendances. The number of patients requiring hospital care for COVID-19 remains low, and we have well-rehearsed and tested plans in place for a rise in COVID hospitalizations. Everyone can do their bit to slow the spread.
A Norwich man who has spent more than 200 days in hospital due to COVID has been given a guard of honour as he finally goes home. Sean Hunt from Eton was brought to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital on January the 3rd and finally left the docking ward on Friday, July the 23rd, 203 days later. The 58-year-old school cover supervisor spent 120 days on the hospital's critical care ward after suffering serious complications from COVID-19. Mr. Hunt, who spent 5 weeks on docking ward, said, "The care I received has been fantastic and the staff have gone beyond what I expected. The nurses and physiotherapists have been really friendly, and when I was feeling down, they really supported my mental health, and the staff being nice to me has got me through the dark times. I had 6 nurses around my bed singing happy birthday to me last Thursday when I turned 58. Some of the staff I do not know because I was out of it, but Sky and Ross have been brilliant and are really good people." Sam Higginson, NNUH Chief Executive, said, "It is fantastic to see that Sean is well enough to go home, which is testament to the great care he received from our teams, and we wish him all the best with his ongoing recovery."
A £3 million state-of-the-art neuroimaging research centre has opened at the University of East Anglia in Norwich. The UEA's new Wellcome Wolfson Brain Imaging Centre is officially in operation at its School of Psychology. It features a cutting-edge Siemens 3 Tesla MRI scanner, as well as clinical testing rooms, changing facilities, and a waiting room. The research-dedicated facilities will support many experts from across UEA who will collaborate to understand how the brain develops in childhood, responds to traumas like strokes, or changes during healthy aging and dementia. This unique blend of research across the lifespan could improve people's lives through the development of new diagnostic tools, methods of early identification of disease risks, and rehabilitative techniques for neurological conditions such as an acquired brain injury or stroke. The MRI scanner is the first in Norfolk to be used solely for research purposes and is being made available along with all of the equipment at the UEA Wellcome Wolfson Brain Imaging Centre to other researchers across the region.